It with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9, 6, 7. Did you do it for Jesus? Did you speak a word of love today, a word of hope and cheer? Did you bring a smile on someone's face? Did you wipe some burning tear? Did you speak of Jesus to the lost? Did your light shine pure and bright? Did it lead some lonely, broken heart from darkness into light? Did you praise your God for life and health, for the peace and joy within, for a spotless heart that he can keep midst a world of woe and sin? Did you do your very, very best in fighting for your Lord, forgetting things which are behind? Did you read and love his word? Did you lose all sight of self today? Did you bravely bear your cross? Did you only long for holiness and count all else but dross? Oh, may your answer ever be, while in this world you stay, yes, for my loving Savior's sake, I did it all today. Now, the prophecy in Isaiah gave us hope of the coming of a Savior. It promised salvation. Let us be like those of whom Peter wrote, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. 1 Peter 1, 10, 11. So as we search for the answer to this great salvation, we are directed to the fulfillment in the Scriptures. Listen, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, 10, 11. So, now the plan of salvation is complete. The door is open. The question is, will you enter? And will you do so at all costs, denying self and worldly pleasures? And will you do your part to spread the word to the ends of the world? Salvation has been brought down, yet it is a duty of God's ambassadors to send forth the light to those in darkness. The way of the cross may well be termed a way of warfare, because there are friends and enemies all the way along. To the one who is thoroughly decided to go through at all costs with a heart fixed and the mind stayed upon Christ, it is a line of victory. Even though the enemy may occasionally take his stand by the wayside and give a fierce battle, but victory always crowns a faithful walk with the Lord. In order to always have victory over the powers of the enemy, there must always be a positive decision to go through for God and follow as he may lead and direct. It is those who lose their decision for going through or drop the shield of faith who are tossed about by the enemy and his suggestions. Even as a decision to follow the Lord makes a change of masters, it also makes a change regarding friends. Often, those who were the most devoted and true friends now become the most bitter enemies. Even those of our own household may be among our worst foes. But Jesus said, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10, 38. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life. Mark 10, 29, 30. Here we see that even though we are obliged to start out into the world away from those who are near and dear to us, all these will be supplied, but with persecutions, he says. If persecution is one among the many blessings promised, or something that must necessarily go hand in hand with those blessings, the Lord will give an abundance of grace that we may be able to bear them and even rejoice through them all. There may be times when it will seem as if all friends have forsaken us. But even should a testing time come, remember that our loving Master is one who sticketh closer than a brother and will never leave us nor forsake us, even though the greatest trials and afflictions may come. Or when the enemy oppresses on every hand, he's ever ready to lend a helping hand. Jesus gave an illustration of a man who found a pearl of great price and went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now, there is a pearl of great price which can be obtained, but in order to secure the same, it takes all our possessions and leaves nothing that we can call our own. But while we may be stewards over them as before, yet all things we have must be subject to the will of God to be used at His direction. It is something of greater value than all the wealth of the world and is to be enjoyed throughout all eternity as well as here in this world. It is something that cannot be bought with money nor worldly riches. It is just as difficult for the rich man to obtain as it is for a poor man. Could this be obtained by worldly wealth, then there would be a poor chance for those who are so unfortunate as to be poor in this life. But we read in Luke 12:16 about a man who was so rich that he did not know where to store all his goods. So he decided to have his barns torn down and greater ones built and said, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But what do you suppose the Lord said to this man? He said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. We cannot take with us our gold and silver and worldly possessions when the death angel comes. But if we seek and find this pearl of great price, which is full salvation, it will be a possession of which we will not be deprived when we are called to take our departure from earth. A great many people who are trying to serve the Lord know but very little about the heights and depths and infinite blessings of full salvation, even sanctification in its fullness. To have the pardon of sins and to know that we are accepted of Him is wonderful indeed, but there are treasures which so many never learn very much about, and where they are found. People live so far below their privileges in the gospel because they do not search for the hidden treasures in the gospel way. Many are too easily satisfied, not willing to move forward and receive light upon the Word of God and learn their privileges and secure what is in store for them, that they may be able not only to enjoy greater riches themselves, but also aid in helping someone else. There were times when the children of Israel, wandering around in the wilderness, did not dare to go and possess the land. Some of them were afraid of the giants over there and their walled cities, and many things seemed standing in their way, but they were willing to wander around where they could only get a limited supply daily. Yet, while their needs were supplied, they did not have anything to lay up for future use and were often found murmuring and complaining and were satisfied enough as to care nothing about crossing over into Canaan. Yet in other ways, they were hard to satisfy. But when they came to the point and obeyed the command of crossing over and possessing the land, they found a land which they were able to possess, flowing with milk and honey. They found in this land that the Lord fought the battles for them as long as they were in perfect obedience to Him, and the victories were glorious and all the enemies put to flight. They did not lust after the flesh pots of Egypt after getting into this glorious land. So it is with our life of salvation here. We can reach the point, which is the Canaan land to the soul, where we've left all to follow him. Our worldly possessions are subject to his will as well as ourselves, and the Lord fights our battles as we move out by faith in obedience to him in perfect submission and full sanctification. I say, come over into the Canaan land. So friends, may this full salvation be yours in the days ahead. Our Father, we ask thy blessings upon every listener of the broadcast and also for every reader. May the comfort of the Spirit and guidance of the same be with each one. Give grace for every trial and victory in every battle, for we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Door of my heart I hasten, thee will I open wide. Though he rebuke and chasten, he shall with me abide. Sweetly.
Thanks, friends, for a few moments of your time. We wish for each a very joyous holiday season and a happy new year filled with the richest blessings from heaven. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
I will abide with thee.